House committee reserves a seat.
I hope and expect that the Attorney General will be there.
Campus victim called a hero.
He took the fight to the assailant. He saved lives doing so.
Growing old with college debt.
This will follow me to my grave.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. The battle between congressional Democrats and Attorney General William Barr has escalated. CBS's Nancy Cordes says he'll be a no-show at a House hearing that comes on the heels of one in the Senate.
The Attorney General has a nerve to try to dictate our procedures.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said Barr had balked at the committee's plans to have both lawmakers and expert staffers question him about the Mueller report. A setup Republicans called unreasonable.
Bill Barr was not coming to the circus that was actually presented to us today.
In a Senate hearing Wednesday, Democrats pushed Barr to explain his decision not to charge the president with obstruction of justice.
The report found that the president's personal counsel told Paul Manafort that he would be, quote, taken care of. That you don't consider obstruction of justice.
So discouraging flipping in that sense is not obstruction.
Democrats also questioned the attorney general about his conversations with the White House.
Has the president or anyone at the White House ever asked or suggested that you open an investigation of anyone? Yes or no, please, sir.
I'm trying to grapple with the word suggest. I don't know. I wouldn't say suggest.
Hinted?
I don't know.
Inferred?
After that exchange, California's Kamala Harris joined a growing group of Democrats calling on Barr to resign.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. President Trump, who said he watched much of Barr's testimony yesterday, told Fox News.
He's an outstanding man. He's an outstanding legal mind.
Mr. Trump said he backs Barr's decision not to appear today before the House Judiciary Panel. The president told Fox he wasn't impressed with the performance of Democratic senators yesterday.
You have three of them running against me, and they're up there ranting and raving. No, like lunatics, frankly.
Well, now to Charlotte, where one of the victims of Tuesday's deadly campus shooting is being called a hero. CBS's Chip Reed says he challenged the accused gunman, Tristan Terrell.
Police say Riley Howe attacked the shooter who opened fire in a classroom Tuesday and that Howe sacrificed his life to save others.
He took the assailant off his feet, and then the heroes that we have here were able to apprehend.
School officials say Terrell had withdrawn from classes at UNC Charlotte. Sources tell CBS affiliate WBTV he had gone to a shooting range to practice, was influenced by the Sandy Hook massacre, and was carrying 10 magazines of ammunition.
I'm Jim Crisul in Charlotte. Tears streamed down faces bathed in flickering candlelight as thousands of UNC Charlotte students reflected on the latest campus gun violence, rising senior Kelsey Lane.
I just started crying. Those students studied all year, all semester. Like, I'm just getting emotional thinking about it because, like, that really could have been me.
Six students were shot too fatally on the second floor of the Kennedy Classroom building. Administrators say it's too early to decide what to do with the building.
Well, Florida's governor is expected to sign a newly passed bill allowing school teachers in that state to carry guns.
This elementary school student says she spoke for many when she addressed Florida lawmakers just 2 days before the first anniversary of the Parkland High School shootings.
We have police officers at our school to protect us. We don't need our teachers to have guns.
Some school boards and sheriffs opposed the measure, but the Republican-controlled legislature overwhelmingly approved it. The state House speaker says school employees in almost two-thirds of Florida's counties have volunteered to take the required 144-hour training course to carry weapons at school. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
In the college admissions scandal, the eye-popping numbers keep on rising. A Chinese billionaire reportedly paid a fixer $6.5 million to get his daughter into Stanford on a false claim she was a sailing prodigy. The fixer has been charged. The tycoon hasn't. At the southern border, CBS's Maria Villarreal tells us officials want to start asking migrants to take DNA tests in an effort to crack down on fraud.
This proposed rapid DNA test will involve a cheek swab. Then in about 2 hours, results will show whether an adult and a child are actually related. Most of the families that come through here with children are genuinely looking for a better life, but they have actually seen cases where children are being used as pawns because smugglers are telling them right now it is easier to cross as a family.
The administration is asking Congress for $4.5 billion in emergency border funding. A cruise ship that's said to belong to the Church of Scientology isn't going anywhere soon in St. Lucia. This health official says someone on board has the measles.
We quarantined the ship So no one was allowed to leave the ship.
And there's word people who saw the Avengers movie at a theater last weekend in Fullerton, California, may have been exposed to the measles by a woman in the audience. The story about millennials and their staggering college debt has been well told. But CBS's Mark Strassman tells us more and more people with gray hair are facing the very same thing.
This is a mountain that I will never be able to climb.
We met Serafina Galante on the campus of San Diego State.
Is it fun to be back?
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
She got her master's degree in her late 50s here. 19 years later, she still owes almost $40,000 in student loans. More than 3 million people over 60 have student debt. Some went back to school late, others paid for kids and grandkids.
I was very confident that I would pay it back.
But she got older. She can only work part-time. Her monthly payment, $176, is income-based and doesn't even cover the interest.
The fastest-growing segment of student loan borrowers are actually older Americans.
Seth Frotman is the executive director of the Student Borrower Protection Center. He says senior borrowers get no break from the federal government.
They will literally seize your Social Security benefit.
This will follow me to my grave.
Serafina Galante has spent a lifetime helping others. She could use a little help herself. Mark Strassman, CBS News, New York.
The favorite for Saturday's Kentucky Derby has been scratched. Omaha Beach is suffering from a breathing problem that could need minor surgery to correct. On TV last night, there was music.
Ariana Grande took Best Female Artist at the Billboard Music Awards on NBC. The biggest prize went to Drake for Top Artist Overall.
I need a glass of champagne and...
He toasted his mom for all the time she drove him to piano, basketball, and hockey. Right after the show and a Joe Bros reunion performance, People says Joe Jonas and Game of Thrones Sophie Turner got married by an Elvis impersonator at the Little White Wedding Chapel in Vegas. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Writing in the Washington Post, the second man to walk on the moon says it's time, in his words, to begin the great migration of humankind to Mars. Buzz Aldrin says a permanent base on Mars will be costly and complex, but he says the ultimate survival of our species depends on humanity's outward reach into the universe. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.